Welcome back to another episode of the Comrade Show, brought to you by the UCC Commerce Society. We went a bit MIA for the last 2 weeks with the Easter break and stuff, but we're back for 2 weeks and 2 weeks only because this is the second last episode of the year, which is crazy. The year has flown by. But I'm joined in studio today by Rory and Jamie, who have both made some very memorable appearances on the Comrade Show already this year. If you'd like to reintroduce yourselves for everyone.
Good morning. My name is Rory. Well, my name's Jamie.
Okay, great. How are we getting on with exams, fastly approaching and everything?
Not too bad. I think the 2 weeks of Easter was very like a big eye-opener for like how much needs to be done.
Okay. I did absolutely nothing.
I'm in that camp as well already.
Yeah.
Were you in the library a lot, Jamie?
Well, no, because I was back home in Tipperary.
So in Tipperary.
Doing a bit there, but I don't know. I feel like a bit of procrastination as well kind of started to kick in towards the end because, you know, when you kind of do a lot for the first couple of days and you kind of burn out.
Definitely. Bad. And what about yourself, Rory, final year kicking in?
We submitted the first part of, like, the major brief of our capstone last week.
Okay.
So then, you know, I said I deserve a few days off.
Dead right.
So then I said, so that ended up being the whole week. So I'm back now, made my academic comeback yesterday.
Nice. I feel a bit like an academic utensil, though. I'm not much of a weapon these days. I'm in the library, but what am I doing? I don't know.
Just sitting there and watching people do work.
Yeah, I'm finding quite hard to concentrate. I don't know. Is it the weather has put me down or something?
Maybe, yeah. That's today, so it's a lovely morning now, actually.
It's so nice out there today. But like, if you like walk to the pool and your like shoes are wet, you just don't want to stay.
It's just a bad start.
Don't want to stay.
No. Yeah. Or trying to go in, and when you're soaking wet sitting down in the seat, it's just not.
No.
You're all hot and bothered.
I mean, I was in there for the last few days of the Easter break and it was so nice and quiet. I got my favourite seat, whatever.
Oh, great.
What's your favourite seat?
Q2 new. Okay. The round table.
Oh, the roundy table. Oh, that's
love
old.
The round table.
You get a view of the room, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite like it, actually.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I just find myself people watching them the whole time.
If there was a degree for people watching, I would be a 1-1.
PhD student.
PhD, straight to the top.
Yeah, no, my favourite seat is Q3. That big window there.
Okay.
Oh, that's
just
nice.
Underneath that.
Have you seen those new study spaces on Q3? There's like standing desks and everything.
No?
Here.
Yeah, really? Like, you press a button and like the desk raises and everything. Yeah,
I
tried to get one yesterday. Came in at like 8:30 yesterday. They were all full.
Oh, Jesus!
I would hate to stand.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen those? They're like a treadmill, desk.
I'd fall off.
Yeah.
I don't know how people.
Treadmill desk.
Yeah.
Like you walk. Like
you're like you're like
you
walking
your
as
oh,
you.
Oh, jeez, I'd be more focused on putting one foot in front of the other and fall over.
I was at the gym a few weeks ago and I was like, for the 2 days I lasted there. And I was on the treadmill and I tried to go on my phone and I nearly wobbled off.
Like, seriously?
No, the worst is like when you're on the treadmill and you try to like take your jumper off.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Or even take it when I'm running and I'm taking a drink of water, but I don't want to stop the treadmill.
The
so I'm trying to like run and drink my water. No,
I think if you do anything embarrassing in the gym, you just like, no one's looking at you,
but you feel it.
Yeah, you feel like you're just being watched like a fishbowl.
Yeah.
And Rory, what's your favourite spot in the library? What's your go-to? If the library is empty now, where would you go?
Q3, new, or else I do go to the bunker the odd time.
Oh, the bunker is the worst study spot.
Yeah.
Ever. I've never been down there. I didn't even know it was a thing until a few days
ago. All my friends go down there, so I'm like, if I want to go down. But they're all working, and I just want to chat, but then I can't. So then Q3, new, is where I did a lot of my study last year.
Yeah, the new section of the library is where it's at, really.
Really?
Yeah.
The seats are uncomfortable though.
I hate the old section.
The seats are
used to be a Q2 old all second year. Like that's where I did all my study. Really? David Walsh studies there actually as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it from his B-rails. He's always there.
We're always Q2. And then I just always went up to Q3 new. And I think that's my spot.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about the old section. You don't get a plug. It's way too bright. You're staring at like one of those.
A wooden thing.
The wooden partition things.
I like those fancy lamps in Q3. Yeah. You know, the new rooms. Or like, you know, you can like switch them on above.
I hate them.
What I hate about the bunker is though, there's like no natural lighting.
Yeah, it's
that's like a big thing for me when I suddenly have like a nice big window. Just like to have some look out. But like I never do anything in the bunker because it's just.
No, I don't know. I can't either.
It seems so claustrophobic.
People throwing stuff at you in there. Yeah. And just like, it's just like mayhem. Oh, it's the worst. It's
really?
The worst. It's the worst.
I will say though, they do have their own bathrooms. So that's good.
What do you mean?
Like full on like closed rooms for bath for bathrooms.
Oh that's
pool toilets.
I think we should address how bad the pool toilets are.
Pool toilets are not.
Do you know what I do? I actually walk to the student centre.
I was just gonna say I always walk to the student centre. I get a bit of a study break, get a bit of fresh air.
Yeah. I always walk to the student centre. Or else the hub toilets are really good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. No,
they're full on closed room.
Yeah.
I hate public toilets anyway. That's really. One of my biggest fears.
Like the Boole Lecture Theatre toilets are possibly the worst I've ever done in my life. Yeah.
Even when I was in secondary school, if I had to go at 9 a.m. in the morning, I'd wait till 5 o'clock that evening until I went home.
No way. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about the Boole Lecture toilets and the door is like so weirdly shaped, so you're trying to like do gymnastics to get into the fucking
There's always like the queue for girls at like 5 minutes after lecture's finished is always like out the door as well.
I know, it's the worst. Yeah. I would honestly just leave the lecture early and just head to the student center. Yeah.
Student center's where it's at.
Yeah, big time. Do you have a lot of exams now?
I have 4, but then I have a project due the day of our final dinner, and then I have
Is it like during the day it's due or?
I'll have it well done by then, but then I have a MCQ. That's like 40% of the module, then 2 days before that.
Oh, fun.
Okay. At least it's over before.
Yeah, like that's the whole module then done. Dinner.
Ideal.
But
I'm absolutely buzzing for that night.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so good. Yeah. It's going to be so good.
I have an exam the next day.
Oh, you were saying this. Yeah.
And an assignment due.
Really?
As if one wasn't enough.
Actually, I have 3 assignments due the following week, but.
Is there any plans like put in set for that? Like for the 18th?
For which?
Like for the 18th, yeah.
I think the plan for the commerce dinner is corn store?
I think so.
As the Commerce Society, we have, I feel like every club and society has like an end of year bash. Like I'm on the surf club as well, and we had a few drinks last night.
Oh, very good. Ideal.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because there's a few people who've kind of gone off the face of the planet, really.
Sure, all the places and people, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very true.
Yeah, and Rory, what about yourself? Do you have a lot of exams or anything?
I have a French one now this evening.
Oh,
French translation. Any of my French lecturers who are going to be correcting us, go easy on me, please. Let's call it my student number. No, I'm joking. Then I have that this evening. Then I have 3 assignments due on the 22nd, 25th, 26th. Oof. Then I have 2 exams in May. And then a French oral.
The French oral. Oh,
I'm absolutely dreading it.
And it was not as it so hard.
I remember my second year one. We had our Comstock final dinner the night before. So where did we go? We went out anyway. And sure, I was dancing on the street at like 3:30 with, you know, the banjo man who plays outside Fastel's.
Yeah.
So we're all dancing out to him. Got home for about 4, was off then at 8 in the library, had my thing at like 12 or 1, and I just absolutely caked it. I was like, I don't know how I got to France, to be honest.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's wild. Funny. Like after leaving CERT, I was like, I'm never doing an oral again. And then I chose French in first year, and I was why did I put myself through this? I'm so bad at French. What was I thinking? In fairness, like,
at least though, you guaranteed an Erasmus.
Well, I have one anyway.
Oh, yes.
But it's just not in France.
It's worth it though.
Yeah. No, it is.
Like, I'll suffer this year if I can get on the Erasmus. Well, I did get on the Erasmus last year.
And like, was there like, you had to get a certain grade for your one?
You just have to pass.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And do they sort it for you then as well?
So like you get like a list of places, you turn around like your first 3 choices.
And you were in Strasbourg. How did you find Strasbourg?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Best year of my life.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. So absolutely. It was some shock coming back here.
Really?
And would you did you go over with people or?
Yeah, so I went over with 3 of the girls in my course.
Okay.
So at least I kind of knew people there, and then we met a big group of Irish. So we're hearing feedback from like the groups this year, and like there's not that many Irish.
Okay.
So we got really lucky. Yeah. Like we had a massive group of us.
Because it was like just the year after COVID, you were saying to me outside. Is that like a lot of people wanted to get out?
Yeah. So it was class though.
Really?
Really good.
And for all the people.
Absolute horseplay, Jamie.
For all the people listening who are going on Erasmus next year, would you recommend to stay in student accommodation or would you recommend a house? Or does it depend on if you're going with people?
I was in. So originally we all went for like student halls, like accommodation. And I was the only one who got it. And then the 3 girls then got a private apartment. It was unbelievable.
Okay.
And then it was just me in student halls. And I, like, you're sharing a kitchen. There's 2 kitchens on the floor. You're sharing with about, is it 31? So to say there's 2 kitchens for about, like, 60 people.
Wow.
Yeah. You for real?
Was it 60 or 50?
Did you ever cook?
No, I never cooked in my house. It was kind of worked out perfectly. So where the girls lived was, like, 2 minutes from my house, where the student halls were. So I put all my shopping in their fridge. And I went over and cooked my food in their place. Yeah. I can't cook in a communal kitchen. Even if there's someone in the kitchen at home, I get ratty. I'm just like,
I need my space.
Yeah, I was like, you have to leave. So I got lucky that, or else I just wouldn't have eaten.
Oh my my
God. I'd say I used it less than 5 times and it was just rotten. Like,
that sounds like a hostel though.
Yeah. It was span new though.
And do you have your own bedroom?
Yeah. Like the room we're in now, I'd say it wasn't much big. I don't know, I'd say it was narrower than this.
Narrower. Okay.
Yeah, and then like I had my own bathroom at least.
If I didn't have my own bathroom,
that would have been game over.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And was the accommodation expensive?
$298 a month.
That
was for my place. So at
I'd
least
say your friends were probably paying a bit more though.
They were paying five.
Yeah. Even that's still good.
That's still quite good.
Like, yeah. Coming from Ireland,
it was like a top floor apartment. It was massive. Like, it was massive. They like 2 bathrooms, 3 bedrooms, span new as well, balcony.
Yeah.
Like what you're paying for here in a 500 something a month, you're getting a moldy gaff. Like, so
yeah, if you're lucky,
yeah. It's gone crazy.
And then when you're up in Dublin, it's even worse.
Or you're paying what, nearly 1,200 for an even worse moldy gaff.
And it's mad to think that like my brother's in Limerick and he lives with 8 other people and they all pay like 600 a month.
Like, what's your man? What's that? What's 8 sixes? The 4,800 a month.
Literally, like that. Like, what's like? How does that get valued at that much? Like,
it's crazy. I don't know how someone get away with it.
Yeah, like going to Vancouver in the summer, and it's like we're like really far away from like we're not far away, but like we're not in like the expensive area. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
And we found the best price we possibly could, and it's 600 a month for
that's
like 5 people.
Yeah, that's ideal. You'd rather like live out a bit if you can like. Live
oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we've like actually got like proper nice spaces.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to Vancouver. How long are you going there for?
I'm flying out. Flights are only €300.
To Canada.
Are you? Because I've been looking at flights for like July and August, and it's insane.
Oh,
it's like €700 return. And
I'm like, really? I was looking for flights.
That's flights to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, fair.
Flights to. Are you going to Canada?
No, I know people going, so I was going to go and visit. Yeah, but
there's a load going. I think Charlotte
Cregan's going.
Cregan's
going. I know all the girls Charlotte's staying with. Daniel Leary's going.
No way. Yeah.
David Walsh said he's going to be there.
I'm being so MIA. I don't know anything that's going on.
Yeah. But yeah, so like flights are really good. I'm flying out on the 14th of May.
Is that return?
No.
Oh, grand. You don't have to book return flight until you're back.
We're not going
to
go until we're actually there. But
that's grand.
Who is it? I was like looking for flights last year for like the middle of June to like EOS. And they were like, what, like 400, 500.
Ah, no, he's so rather go to Canada.
I definitely would.
And you're going for the fall summer. A lot of people are going to Vancouver now this summer.
Yeah, a lot of people. It's going to be very good.
Cork is going to be dead.
Or even Boston for a J1. It's gone really
popular.
I've heard,
yes, yeah. Boston's definitely getting more popular again.
I couldn't get a job. Insert crying noises.
Did you go?
No, I couldn't get a job. I was meant to go this summer. Yeah.
So, and how do people sort that out? Do they like get set up with a company?
So you can go through, we went through USIT, and you can go on like their job portal. But like there wasn't many, like there, I don't know, I didn't really look. Well, no, I did not, I didn't really look. There wasn't like many options on it. So then like you just, like people who've been before, you can just like get all like emails stuff from people who like they've kind of got onto. So you just kind of chanced them.
Yeah.
The amount of emails I've sent. But like we were meant to have an interview, like a few of the girls got jobs now. And this one interviewed all of them and left me and one of my friends. And we're like, right, we're getting interviewed to say this night. So I was in my house, it's like 12:30 at night. Because they're like, it was a 5 hours behind. So she's like, yeah, I'll ring you 7 PM Boston time. I was like, grand. There was me sitting at 12:30 in the morning at my thing with my thing, no call. So she just never got back onto us. So I'll go on a holiday though. Say I'll go
definitely,
from.
Definitely, yeah.
Is that meant to be this summer?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So, I know a lot of people get holiday visas and then get cash in hand jobs over there.
Yeah.
When they're there.
Yeah. That's risky though, because like you could end up just like.
And what I was also thinking is it's grand for now, but like if you were in a job that needed, that required you to be in America and you couldn't get in because
of that
reason.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't chance it. So
it's so easy to get booted out of America as well.
Mm.
Like it's so bad.
Yeah.
They make it quite hard. Like for going to Vancouver, like I know the process of it is like, it takes like 3 months to get it done.
Yeah.
And like they don't make it easy on the website either. Like
is that for a
like,
work visa?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's and like really, it's
do
like
you have a job?
I think I have something lined up, but like they say, it's actually quite easy to get one when you're over there.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to have one prior to getting in there. That's grand.
Is that it's different in America? Is it
a J1? You have to have everything sorted, like return flights for the embassy.
Seriously,
everything like so. It's huge costs up front. Like
Like how much? Like did you spend anything already?
I spent €99 for the deposit, so that's all I lost.
Yeah, but, that's fair enough. Like you've
so what is it? So it's like, is it about a grand for the visa?
Yeah.
Then the embassy is about another 160. Then accommodation, then you're talking about well over $2,000.
Oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an expensive thing, though.
I know, it's so much upfront. And I think, yeah, it's, like, honestly, as great as a J1 is, it's such an upfront cost.
For, I couldn't really justify holiday. It as well, yeah.
Like, when you think about it, you're working.
Yeah, like, trying to, when you're just living, like, working part-time, college, living up, all everything like this, you normally have to pay every month and then try and, like, fix that in as well. I was like, it's not working out.
I feel like it kind of has to be done, though. It's like a thing that kind of has
to be done. I know, that's what I'm thinking as well.
It's like a canon event, and I was like, oh, am I missing out? But, like, I'll go out for a few weeks, and...
Yeah.
That's what I think I would do. I think, let my friends off, and I'd just stay here and work away here, and then visit for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Because I don't mind being here for, like, June, bit of July, but then once that comes out,
like... When August hits, and you're just like...
If I'm still here, it's like, get me
And
out.
You just can't wait for college to start back. Can't wait for freshers week.
Yeah, you know it's bad when you're... excited to go back to college and
Wake up that would be like me in like secondary school as well. I just can't wait to go back to school.
I dreaded those days.
You love it.
Going into the book, you know, the bookshop to get your school books.
I actually loved buying the school books. There was something about the school book and getting the uniform.
Traumatizing.
So exciting.
I was in there last week. My friend was buying pens. She's a teacher. Guess how much she spent on pens? 3 pens now. $10.50 for 3 pens. I was
what
like, geez.
What pens is she getting?
Awesome. I actually don't know.
Wild.
Fancy schmancy ones.
Fancy ones, anyway. I was like, geez, you are a teacher.
Is she a secondary school teacher or a primary school teacher?
She's a Mary Eye, so she's primary school.
I couldn't do primary school. No. I couldn't. I was kind of considering. I was considering becoming a teacher after secondary school because I think I'd really like it. But I don't know. I feel like I kind of want to keep my options more open, kind of like doing like a degree like commerce.
You could always go back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you have the option, like at least you'll have the commerce degree behind you.
Yeah, exactly. But I couldn't think of anything worse than doing primary school.
I would love to, like, junior and senior entrance.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
It is very full on.
Yeah.
It's just the level of maturity just has to be there. Like,
yeah, that's fair. That even still lacks in secondary school, though.
Absolutely.
I think sometimes it's nearly worse.
Yeah, because they're so aware of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you're so much more of a target.
Yeah, like
at least in primary school, it's kind of harmless.
A lot of attention seeking in secondary school, isn't it?
Yeah, and you always have that group at the back of the class.
Yeah. I used to cringe if they ever like spoke back to a teacher. I'd be like, oh my God, stop. Like, yeah, I don't know what it was.
That's fair enough. No, I went to, I went to a senior cup match. No, it was a junior cup match. And I saw...
I saw
like the 6-year lads, like, you know, like shirts off, wearing skirts. And I'm like, oh, that used to be me.
Yeah.
I just didn't want that to ever turn out to me. And they were there. And like, they were like junior cup, like what, like 15-year-old lads.
Yeah.
And they were like running like in front of like the opposite crowd. And they were like screaming and roaring. I'm like, leave them alone.
So
like,
they're really small. Like. Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, like cringing so bad.
I know.
So it's like that's me when I was like that age.
But like when you were younger than them and you were looking up to them, you're like, oh, they're so cool.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
It's crazy how your perspective changes.
Yeah. It changes. Yeah. When you come to college, like, yeah.
Yeah. Because who is it? Timmy made a great point. He made a great point to me about, all like the lads in like college still wearing like their secondary school gear.
Oh yeah,
he was saying like he says he think like I was like oh that's like I never actually thought of it. Like it's actually a pretty good point because he's like they're like peaking secondary school, you know, kind of that vibe, and they kind of like are still trying to live in those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true because it is a massive change coming from secondary school to college. Like because you're like the big fish is in school like in the hallway, and then you come in here in first year, and you're at, like. You're one here.
Oh, it's worse when you go from primary school to secondary school.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
Well, the transition, to be fair, because I feel like in primary school, everyone is so...
It's just...
It's like a little bubble.
It's like a bubble. It's like a unit. Yeah, and it's like...
And then, like, it's so funny to think of, like when you're in first year and you see the 6 years and they have, like, a beard.
A beard.
They're
like, yeah.
You think that they're, like, just, like, was evil people alive.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be, like, in first year and there'd be, like, a load of, like, what, like, 6 years in the toilet and you'd be, like, scared to go in. Like what do you think is going to happen?
Exactly.
You kick the shit out of you or something.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, why are you so scared about it? Like, But then when you get to, like, college and then you see, like, all those 6-year lads, you're like... You're only pipsqueak.
He's only a little baby in the working world now.
Or even when you're in like first year and like you're scared of like the second years because like I remember we used to share a study hall and like we'd go in because like the second like during second year you're at the like that age you're like just like that transition from like just
you're
like
kind of more settled
yeah
second year but, college like
No, second year, like secondary school.
Yeah,
you get
some notions that like
you get some notions. You think you're like top, but you're just not it at all.
Yeah, it's so gas. You see like these pictures of people in the start of first year, and they're just so innocent looking, so baby looking. Go away for the summer. You come in second year, and some people they've just totally changed.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Like you forget like what people like their voices like, and then they come in and they like just hit puberty, and
their voice is broken. And everything. It's so funny.
Yeah.
He left a boy, came back a man.
But I was saying, like we used to like share like a study hall with like second years, and we used to be terrified of them.
Yeah.
And like, what are they now? Like, they're like, what, like 14? And you're just thinking back to yourself, like, why was I so scared of them?
It's just something you go through. Like, then when you look back in there, it's like, was it that deep? It wasn't that deep.
No, nothing is that deep.
Nothing ever
I've gotten the realization, it's hit me recently, that nothing is that deep. Yeah. I don't know. I was on holidays and I was walking past like a tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not that deep. Like people big everything up in their heads. Yeah. Even something as small as like getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And people
especially here though,
up.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just not that deep.
No.
Yeah.
Just drive on. Like
you make such a presumption about someone. Like if you see someone like a full sleeve of tattoos, you make such a big presumption.
Such a presumption.
Because it's just like the rhetoric around it that like has been made that like people kind of have it.
Yeah.
But like, if you kind of just like, if you live your life thinking like, just don't really care what anyone thinks.
Zero.
Like,
it's given. It's not grand.
Would you ever get a tattoo?
If I had the arm. If I go to the gym for a bit and I just like get a bigger arm, I would.
What kind of tattoo are we saying?
Just a tattoo, like any tattoo. It can be as dramatic or as minimal.
Yeah. See, the thing is, only from like coming out of college and like looking for jobs from that point of view, because I know that the rhetoric is there.
Yeah.
You kind of have to.
Yeah. Lads, as who said this once? Would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
I knew I'd heard that somewhere. But no, it's some tattoos just suit people down to the ground, though. I think they really make a person.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see some awful.
You have to kind of think like you know the people who like shave their head and they like tattoo their whole head.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Like, what drove you to do that? Like,
I know. No, I'm not talking about that extreme now. I'm just talking like normal.
Well, see, because like if it has been a meaning to it, it's nice as well.
Once the meanings are lovely, actually, I think.
Mm.
But then you get people that are trying to find a meaning in something and they're trying to force it.
Oh, I have a good one. What about getting your partner's name?
Oh my God, actually.
Don't even talk about that.
Oh my God, there's this girl that I know and I don't know where she was, but she was on holiday somewhere. This was a few years ago and she got a tattoo of her ex's name.
Name. Oh, they were going out at the time though.
No.
Or her actual ex's
name. Yeah.
Oh.
What?
She was so plastered that she got a tattoo of her, and now she's like removing it. It's like 800.
Oh, grand.
If it's small, you can tattoo over it as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Is there still a mark? You know, they like do the laser to take it off. Do you still have a mark of the tattoo?
I think so. You get a few sessions on like it blisters like really badly and stuff on your skin, which
it's
is
not like videos
terrible.
And like TikTok. It's like
it's like terrible for your skin.
Yeah, yeah, it can't be good.
So we're pretty mutual in agreeing.
Yeah, well.
Or would you get?
I probably would. I probably will. Like, I'd probably get like a, I don't know, like some like.
Arc bar.
Get my Revolut QR code on my hand. Just like scan that. Do you ever see the fellas who get their Tesco club card on their wrist?
They get on the wrist.
He got his like QR code on the wrist. But I was like, that's so risky. Because like, what if like, because your QR code is like so sensitive to like the actual like drawing of it.
Yeah.
So, he got it on his wrist. He brought in Tesco and like it worked. It scanned for him. It was so
scary.
Those Tesco club cards are really good.
Oh,
they're class.
Yeah, favorite. They're really good for drink.
Yes, actually, that's so true.
That's true.
Yeah.
You get like 15 bottles of wine.
I feel like
15 euro bottles.
I feel like
wine.
When you go to sorry, I feel like when tenor. I feel like when you go to college, you kind of you're able to like find out what's the cheap. Like you are able to save money pretty well.
Yeah,
and like you're not. Like, you're more, like, frugal about, like, money. You kind of know.
You have to, like, you have a budget every week, like, once it's gone.
There's sometimes when, like, the whole budget goes on a night out.
And then it's
unguarded on a Monday.
So easy, like.
And you're just, like, because the start of the week, you've got, like, a nice bit of money from, like, working the
grand.
Weekend. And then, like, you get to Friday and you're just, like, bent
shriveling
over. Like,
shriveling
of your life away, trying to get home for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Would you go, you went home, so, for?
Easter.
You went home for Easter, yeah.
Yeah,
was it nice to be home for that amount of time, or were you kind of looking to come back?
I was so excited to come back.
Really?
Okay. Breakaway, again.
It is, yeah. In fairness, it's nice. It's nice having like a bigger space at home. Like I actually kind of, it's like, like mornings after a night out when you're shocked, yeah. you just wish that you were at home in your own bed and like unlimited food in the fridge. Like whenever
that's just all the comforts. Like.
Whenever I go home, I always just realize that we have expensive bread at home and it's not the really cheap stuff.
It's not the cheap. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, stop. It's just so nice. It's just the quality of like taste. Everything's
like I was shopping yesterday and I was like, you just buy the basics. Like I wasn't buying any like sweet things or anything because I can't justify it. Oh,
yeah.
And then it's like, you go home then
you'll eat the whole thing.
That was like me when I came back from Erasmus, like, because you'd be like just buying minimums just for the week.
Was like food over there expensive?
So the meat was dear enough, but then we can get the tram. So like where Strasbourg is, like on the border to Germany. Mm. So there's like a town called Kell. So you used to get the tram over to Kell to Lidl there. It was cheaper, but then kind of lugging your bags back. The tram wasn't too bad, but then walking from the tram to my place, it was only about 10 minutes, but still it was a trek with the bags. And,
Good iron workout.
That's you know, yeah, true. I lost it again.
You were in Italy as well, Erin, weren't you?
Yeah, I was on.
That looked unbelievable.
I was on the coral.
I always love the videos of you just like singing away, or like getting like free.
Do you
bottles
like them? Because a lot of my friends are like, "Oh, that's so cringe."
Really, I think it's brilliant.
I think it's so fun. Yeah. I'm sorry, they're just jealous.
They just can't sing.
It was actually, yeah.
That like the thing he did at Christmas that time, that was unbelievable.
We have another one coming up in April if anyone's
Oh really? Is it in?
Where is it on?
The 19th.
Is it in Honan as well?
It's in the Honan again.
Lovely.
Class. Yeah, I think I'll send the link in.
Definitely do, because like I actually wouldn't have really known about it. Well, if I hadn't met you or if you didn't send it in, but it was one of the best. It started off Christmas really nice.
Really?
A lot of my friends say
that. I never made it.
It was such a good, when I left, I was like, I was driving home as well. I was like, I feel so Christmassy now.
That's
like,
great. I'm delighted to hear that. A lot of my friends would say the same about first year as well. But it's a nice like lead into Christmas.
Yeah, and it was brilliant as well, like all the kind of different nationalities on the thing, they all sang in their own thing. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh really?
Yeah, anyway, I'm not gonna comment on that.
Oh really?
Okay. But anyway, no, Italy was brilliant. We came third in our competition. It was like an international choral
savage.
So we were delighted. I wasn't expecting to.
What country won it?
It could have been
Were you there for Ireland? Or like just there for
You could say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you doing Irish team, Irish college there?
Ashton, the secondary school.
Where is that?
It's in Ashton. No, it's in like Black Rock.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's like 10 minutes from here. So that was kind of, I don't know. But anyway, we did very well, surprisingly, and it was a great trip. It also brought us all closer together.
Yeah.
We got six free bottles of wine from singing.
Nice.
In restaurants and stuff.
See, I'm saying it pays off.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
And you get an applause as well, like, which is also nice.
And we got posted on one of the restaurants' Instagrams.
Savage.
Like, actual feed. So that was brilliant.
Ah, class.
Yeah. No, it was a really good trip.
Some of the pizzas looked banging. Saw a few Alice's and yourself stories. Yeah. They look so nice.
Pasta was where it was.
Was it good? Yeah.
It was very good. And there was this There was this bar that we went to one of the nights and they did 6 euro cocktails.
Oh, grand. Get on them.
Wow. Kind of dangerous.
Yeah. Were they strong? Like, did you think they were stronger over there than they were here?
Yeah, it was a bit stronger, to be fair.
No.
But yeah, we'll stay away from the old alcohol talk. But it was a brilliant trip. And it brought us all closer together.
That's lovely.
That's the job. I think you need those trips, though.
Is that your second time abroad with them this year now?
We went to Dublin during Paddy's weekend.
Oh, cool.
And
you went to Morocco, didn't you?
Yeah, that was first. Surfing. With a surf club.
Class. Is there a UCC ski club?
Okay. There is a UCC snow sports club.
Yeah, but that's like Cork Snow Sports, isn't it?
No, I think they're not. They're not affiliated with UCC.
Oh.
So, but there is a different, like, society. There's a different kind of society that's not part of UCC that goes away.
Oh, great.
But there's a crossover between committees.
Yeah, I think you need the trip away. I just may as well.
Yeah, I kind of
hope Comstock gets away next year.
Where'd you go?
On the Cork Snow Sports trip.
But you also went to, where were you? Like, you were in Norway.
Lapland.
Yeah.
Class.
Very cool.
That was so funny. Like, it was so funny. The nightclubs were like so packed.
It was so tragic. The nightclub in Lapland was so tragic. It was like a bar.
What country is Lapland in?
Finland. Okay.
Where the Santa thing is?
Yeah.
Oh.
We went to the Arctic Circle.
The Santa thing.
That's where Santa lives. Yeah.
No, the nightclubs were tragic, but you know, it's who you're with.
That's so true.
I think it's all. Yeah, the weirdest thing in there. Like the when we have pranks and stuff. It's all just sorry.
Talk about no, that's it. True.
It's
that's
all about
true,
the crew like, you're with.
It is.
Yeah. I was at the rugby ball with Paul. Then Oh my god, he's just such a funny man. He's so funny.
Yeah, Paul O'Halloran, he's gas. Because I was in the library that night and I collected one of the lads to just drop him home because he couldn't get a taxi. Did you find it was hard to get a taxi?
Or
did
you any taxis queuing outside? Or buses?
No,
or
it was actually quite easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because from CNS Bulges, it was a rake of taxis and buses and stuff.
Yeah. I was trying to get a taxi on Uber.
Yeah.
And then I come back and I couldn't get a taxi. No, I couldn't get on the bus because the last bus left, but there was another bus there and I like got on.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm not going to bring two people to Western Gateway Building.
That's crazy.
It's like, come on.
Because I got one of the buses home from Clubs and Soxball and they're usually supposed to stop in the city.
Yeah, they usually stop, is it on the Mall or somewhere by that?
They stop on the Grand Parade.
Grand Parade, that's it. Yeah,
that's
sorry.
Such a trek, though,
we were like, one of my friends lives out in by the Mardyke and we were going back to her house afterwards and we were like, oh, that's grand, we'll get a bit of food in the city and then we'll walk out. And
so handy.
He refused to stop in the city.
Yeah,
he just bypassed the whole city completely.
Could have got like cheeky fast owls or like lavish.
That was the
Lucy Crean, shout out to the Gerb man in lavish. So nice.
Clubs and Soxball was great though.
Oh, Clubs and Soxball was the best thing ever. It was actually so brilliant.
You were there for the fulls though, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, were the fulls good?
We sang.
Did you say?
We sang everything. Literally. We got free tickets, so.
Oh, I thought you said Rochester definitely didn't give you free bottles of wine.
Well, you get bottles of wine at the...
Oh, you do. Yeah.
It was at the rugby ball on Sunday. And one of the lads I was sat at the table, his sister was working as well.
Like, oh, grand.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Cheap. All about who you know, lads.
Yeah, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
It's nepotism is the way for it.
No.
I felt so bad for her, though.
Yeah, because everyone just badgering her. Yeah, give another one. Yeah.
Clubs and Soxball was honestly the best thing ever. Because, you know, you kind of always know people in different... You know,
societies and stuff. Yeah.
And you know, when you're at Comball, it's only com students, whatever. But this was like everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone was there. You knew someone wherever you went.
Yeah. That's the job. I can't really remember it.
Yeah, me neither, but it was fun. I know I had a good time.
Yeah. So we ended up in Brogue that night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you leave early?
Did you leave with Alice as well? That was like me at Arts Ball.
We all left about 12.
Arts Ball.
I can't remember Arts Ball either. Lads, there's actually a weird trajectory happening. I just can't seem to be remembering nights out. I think I'm the problem.
I think that's happened like as you get older. Yeah. Like as you get older, like hangovers get worse.
I can't do them anymore.
Hangovers?
Yeah, I can't. Lads, I was out Thursday night. Absolutely gone.
Absolutely gone.
Absolutely gone. Dying Friday. I can't do them anymore.
I think the trick with the hangover is... this is hilarious because ever since we've seen the sign about not talking about drink, that's all we've done.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't think college students using Dobbin in the else, can they?
The trick with a hangover is to just get up in the morning and do something.
Yeah.
Because I was out last night.
That's actually
true. You just
got
to get up and do something.
If it wasn't for this, I'd be in bed until like 3 o'clock.
You only rot away all day.
Yeah. Because we went to Marina Market yesterday after rugby ball. It was so good.
Oh, you should have came to Poulet Vu. I was working.
You were working there yesterday?
Yeah. I saw you there yesterday.
Did you see me there yesterday?
Sorry,
I literally got Poulet Vu yesterday.
What time? I could have been in the back, like, chopping.
Two-ish?
The place was packed.
Oh, the place was jammers. There was a big heavy weight lifting things. Lads, the size of some of the people, like, huge.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
I was down there in the morning.
What was that on?
Actually, I saw you. You passed me and I said, Aaron, but you didn't hear me, obviously, because there was about a million people in front of me, like, and people looking at me like, who's there? what time were you there? Two?
Two-ish, yeah.
I was there around that time as well.
They had me cutting cucumbers.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I got a great,
most important
what
job.
I
that's
get, like,
it.
I got
what you get?
Something fries.
Disco fries. They're actually very nice.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were very good.
Yeah.
You would be able to give out freebies, would you?
It depends, like.
Depends out.
You're not there long enough to do
I know
that,
I can.
Shh,
not listening.
Yeah.
No, I know. If you have like,
yeah, because they're going to be listening to the UCC.
You never know. If you have friends or family, like, you can give something like.
Then I got a smoothie from...
MGK.
Your man from Nosin was there.
Oh,
I saw him in the morning as well. He had no clue who I was.
He was just like there, like proper. he was just there smouldering the whole time.
Yeah.
I was so tempted to get a photo for the group chat.
So funny.
I'll leave him at it.
I was going to get one yesterday morning. but the queue was too long. I was like, I'll be late for work. So
yeah, the SI wasn't good though.
Huh?
Yeah.
The SI. Yeah. Are they Akai or SI?
SI.
Yeah, they're really nice actually.
I was down there in the, because you know the Run Day Club.
That's gone really popular. A few of my friends do it now and they get half off Nosin. So I nearly like run to work and get half Nosin off.
It's like the Sunday.
It's like a Sunday run club that was set up by two or three girls and it's become really popular.
It's become really popular.
And they get like loads of freebies. But we were working at it yesterday morning.
Were you out by Gucci at the back?
Yeah.
Oh, savage.
Yeah.
Where do they run?
They just run from the Marina Market down to Black Rock and back, and that's like 5K.
Oh, grand.
Nice. And then the powerlifting thing was on.
Yeah, lads. I was literally watching people and they were just like, is it covered in flour or chalk or something
chalk,
like that
chalk,
anyway?
Chalk.
Like, I thought it was flour.
Carving up here with the flour.
Yeah, I was like, I've plenty of bags of flour here in the back, lads, if you want one. But no, it was unbelievable. I think I never would have seen stuff like that. So like the market bringing that down is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's so random.
They always have stuff going on.
Where was
always.
That on though, the competition?
It was by, you know where the farm shop is? There's like a big room in there.
Yes.
And like they had a kind of big setup. It was that's unbelievable, really cool. Actually.
Yeah, they had like mad lighting and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, yeah.
Just gassed a few of the lads came out and we were closed. And they're like, do you want anything? We're like, lads, we're closed. And they're like, oh no, I can't get chicken. I was like, no, sorry.
Yeah.
That's the fried chicken I got yesterday.
Very nice.
It was class.
Ah, feck it. If I was out the front now, I could have hit you up with a few disco fries. Like.
Oh, it was very good now.
Yeah, the place was packed though.
Huh?
It was mental yesterday, lads. We did not stop.
It was actually insane.
Expensive there as well.
Oh, it's such a rip-off.
It's a market.
I don't know what it is because everyone's only paying, I think it's like 10 or 12% of what they earn.
It's daily wages, a daily income, I think.
What does that mean?
So like...
Off your daily income?
Daily.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's not like... I think it's daily. So just say if you make 500, you pay them 50.
Okay.
So... but like the footfall in there, so like every place is doing well.
I know.
But
no
constant.
One is priced competitively. Like they're all just charging as much as they can.
That's
what I'd say to have a stall there is just the 12% you're saying, is it?
It's either between 10 or 15 of what you make daily. Yeah. So like,
oh, but it's very expensive.
It's like if you're going out to the market, like you're not going in for something cheap.
No. You're not coming out of there spending less than 50.
But who's it? It's what's the Gorillos or something. What's that?
Oh, Gorilla.
Oh, Gorilla.
I've
never
been actually.
How much cheese toasty is like, what, like 10 euro?
Yeah.
That's wild.
That is
literally ham and cheese and a bit of bread.
I'm sorry. Like, that's a joke.
I know. But they had like a Christmas toasty and it was like all the Christmas, you know, turkey.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Whatever sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
Thank you.
To be fair, even if you go in, you're still going to spend the money.
Cause I think, like the places in there, I think it's worth it though.
Yeah.
Like some of the places are really nice.
Yeah, but like
Handsome
sushi
now.
Handsome is my favorite.
Handsome.
What
is Handsome is so good.
It's like rotisserie chicken.
Yes.
And the wedges.
The messy wedges.
So good.
I'm not really a salad man now, but I said, you know, I've been eating a lot of chicken recently. So I said, you know, I'll have something healthy. Their salad is actually really nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like the dressing is nice.
The dressing, there's just the way it's like they chop it up and just the chicken and everything. Or else the ciabatta is lovely.
And the wrap is really good.
The wrap is really nice. Yeah, I've gotten that a good few times there for my lunch.
But even like the sushi down there is crazy.
You know, I've never had sushi.
I've only had little sushi.
Yeah, I actually wasn't a huge... I didn't think I was a huge sushi fan. And then I got sushi from there and it was lovely.
Really?
But it was like 18 euro.
I couldn't.
It was actually wild. Like, and it's cold fish. And a bit of rice. Like it's actually, when you break it down,
we keep getting asked actually, like when people come to the counter, is there anywhere you can get pints?
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
In the Marina Market?
Yeah.
They'd have to have a license, wouldn't they?
I just think it would ruin it.
I think it would ruin it too. It's so wholesome when you're down there. And
it is.
Just add drink to that.
Yeah, I think it would just ruin the vibe. I know, sorry, we're bringing a drink again.
No, but like you don't need to drink at everything.
We're negatively about drink.
What?
We're talking down drink. We're not like, glorifying.
Yeah, we're talking it down. I'm talking it down for this.
That is so true. Like,
I think it ruined the vibe of it.
And Goldbergs does take away pints during the summer, so there's really no need.
Yeah.
Goldbergs during the summer is such a vibe.
So I'm never really in Cork during, like...
I was there after the Munster Crusaders match. It was nice.
Okay.
I met Lucy O'Neill. She was in there too.
Oh, okay. Savage.
Oh, yes. Was that when... Were you sitting at that table or was that just Sean and Aidan?
I got them that table.
Oh.
I brought Sean, Aidan, and then... two other lads.
Oh. Class. So I'm looking forward to finishing up like early May, well, like 10th May-ish, and then just having like three weeks left in the gaff, I think. So just like chilling, hopefully the weather's nice, down with the lock, down by the keys.
I think there's a real opportunity to have like a proper nice like food spot just like across the pool and College Road.
You know what I was thinking? We had a meeting for work yesterday and we went to Naturally Nourished.
Very nice.
Naturally Nourished down by the Dean. They do really, really good food and it's so cheap. And yeah, they'd be so good on campus.
What kind of food do they do?
They do like
they're
a really
down in the market as well, aren't they?
Are they?
I think is that?
They do like
maybe not
smoothies.
Actually. Sorry.
Naturally Nourished.
Naturally Nourished.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's actually down by the Dean, the buildings there are lovely. I've so never nice. Been down.
Yeah. But campus could do it with one of them, or a Boojum, or like a burrito.
Do you know where it's really nice on McCurtain Street? I was there only there once. 5 Points.
So nice.
I've really heard
a lot about 5 Points.
What's their kind of signature dish that like...
It's like sandwiches and bagels and stuff. Yeah. Very, very nice.
I've heard a lot about that,
yeah. Because I feel like...
Maybe my friend's listening, he brought me there. He's like, so if he's still listening now, 5 Points is where it's at.
Yeah. No, because... Like the Daybreak on College Road, it's like just so much like business. But like if you had like a proper, because it's like
thick chicken roll.
Like if you want like a Zambrero.
Yeah.
If Zambrero was like.
Far. I've never had it.
It's just so far away.
And it's so expensive.
Yeah.
It's not.
It is though. I mean, you're walking so far and it's quite expensive.
Actually, I'm made friends with the Burritos and Blues lady down in the Marina Market. So I'm just like, you give me a burrito, I'll give you something. So like, you're like swaps. They're like, yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
You got to make the relationships down there because like when you see them.
Yeah, because you'll get sick of chicken after a while.
Yeah.
Chicken and chips. It's great.
It's really nice. I'd always be like picking sometimes like so. It's grand if I can get a chance.
Yeah, but like there's nowhere healthy to eat on campus.
Yeah.
It's all...
Student centre upstairs do nice... I think there's one of...
To be fair.
They do an Unreal. It's like a club. It's
in
like
the
a
new bar.
No, it's like, you know, the cave, you know, where like the green seats are.
Oasis.
Is that what it's called?
Where's this?
In the student centre.
Cafe upstairs in the student centre.
No, I didn't give it there. Oh, but it's kind of like connected to the downstairs.
Yeah, it's just the stairs up and the stairs. Okay. They do a really nice like pesto chicken sandwich. I'd recommend, lads. It's actually class.
Okay, that
really
actually nice. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The food in Newbar is class, but it's just not healthy at all.
It's not
really.
It's really good though.
Yeah, I remember there one time they were giving out free chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah, there's chicken left from like the spice box or spice bags.
That's questionable enough. I'd never take
here after a few pints or like give it.
Here
we are talking about it again.
It was college Christmas or 12 pubs in first year, and we were in New Bar because we couldn't get in anywhere else.
New Bar is I like the New Bar.
It's a good spot.
I like the New Bar.
New Bar
or
yeah.
Hamish's, whatever or Hamish's, you call yeah. it.
The, who is the I want to meet the dog?
I don't think the dog's still with us.
Was the dog dead?
I don't know.
Oh. fair enough.
But we were all, you know, having a great time anyway at like 1 o'clock in the day.
I feel like savage.
And their pizza just hit the spot.
Really?
Yes.
Now,
I feel like they could do so much better with the New Bar though. Like they could like...
It's the layout is not nice.
Like, do you ever been in like in UL, in like stables?
I've just passed
that
it actually.
That is such a vibe. That's
so
actually crazy.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like walking into an Irish bar in America when you walk in there.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Savage. I've never been actually. What was I saying? I've been to the New Bar in ages, actually.
I feel like they could do so
I was there
better.
Last night. But
oh, really? Oh, great.
The only good thing is that it's so cheap.
Yeah, so true.
Unbelievably
cheap. Although, I mean, I asked for a pint of 7-Up because I had, my own goods with me because we were in Oasis and we were doing the quiz with the Choral Society. Yeah. So, she charged me €5
For a pint.
A 7-Up.
That's scandalous. Unless she used two of the little bottles.
Oh, but they have it on the tap.
Oh, is it on the tap thing?
Yeah,
oh, that's scandalous. Yeah. I would have said, take it back, give me a pint.
See, that's what The Rock, that's what The Rock does very well. It has like all those. Like,
I haven't been to The Rock since like second year. What's it now like?
I've been there like twice.
I was there every Wednesday for trad.
I've never been to a trad.
What?
I know.
Me neither. I've never been.
Okay,
I have choir on a Wednesday. Rock up to that.
Last year?
I've gotten too old now,
choir
though.
Choir on Wednesday?
Hmm? I've gotten too old. The Rock has gotten way too young.
It is first year spot.
Yeah.
But also, it's a first year spot for people that aren't from Cork.
Very true, actually.
So,
yeah.
Like, it was, I think it was Refreshers. And all, like, the lads I was with, like, they're all from Cork. And they were like, no one on Snapmaps is, like...
Is there. Yeah.
But I was like, it's literally full, like... It's literally full.
Because it looks at jammers, like you just see the queue of people out.
It's messy. It is bad.
I couldn't.
No, I've never been. I don't think I'll ever go.
I think I'm kind of losing my days of like being in crowds and like clubs and stuff. I used to love it. Yeah, I think more becoming like more of a pub man.
Yeah, okay, to be fair.
That happened to me. I think it was like...
Maybe it's just Cork. Maybe I'm just getting sick of Cork.
Well, I wouldn't blame you.
It's the same routine. Like, you're either going to the same... Cork bad, right. He needs a new
to be fair, though,
nightclub.
Brogue is just...
Actually,
it's the spot.
I've been there now the last it's about 2 or 3 weeks. Yes. It actually usually is good.
We went there after the AGM. Me and Sean.
And Lorcan.
Me. Wait, no.
No, you weren't there.
Yes, I go to Brogue.
You weren't.
I left and I came back.
Because we went to Gaia and we went to Brogue.
After the AGM?
Yeah.
Was that a Wednesday? No, I... That was...
You
no,
weren't
sorry.
There.
No,
you
I wasn't.
You weren't there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I was in the library.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a scholar.
Typical. I know.
So I walked down and I was like, no, I'm actually so tired. I wish I came in, though. It looked unbelievable. Sean and his dad and everything.
Oh, well, that was class. The night
Sean's
dad was there.
That was different.
Like, that was after Marketing Summit.
Home.
Sorry.
I went home after that.
Marketing Summit was... Class.
It was actually really good.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Fair play.
Yeah. Like, in fairness, your man from No Sin, he was actually quite good as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was very good, I thought.
No, he was actually brilliant.
He was. It's just
he was so
down
to earth.
Did
you see your one Robin?
She was gas.
She was in Pizza Amore then as well. So
and then her car got locked in. And she was like reviewing. Did she get some like lasagna or some
pasta? It was like raining. And she was like reviewing. She was like eating the pasta on the wall.
Oh, lads.
By Castlewood Apartments.
Yeah, no, Marking Summit was a huge success. Really,
yeah,
really
it
was
fair play to Ben O'Connor and Lucy O'Neill.
Yeah.
And the rest of the promo team.
So good.
That's Lucy Green's job now next year.
She is. New PRO.
What do you think of the exec for next year?
I am so excited about the new exec. I actually think it is ideal.
Yeah you're going to do a
everyone
savage
who
job.
I want now to be... I feel bad for some people, but they are still on the exec now.
Yeah.
And they got different roles.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm gutted that I'm not going to be here to see it.
I know. It's just my last year. Well, touch wood, lads. I don't plan. If you see me back.
50 or comrade. 50.
No, I can't come back, lads. I have to go.
You can't live in the glory days.
No. The glory days have to come to an end.
And Jamie, you're sports and social now.
Sports and social officer,
how do you feel
about
that? You didn't get your first choice. But.
First choice is finance, but I feel like Daniel would do the better job than me.
So lads, don't forget the H1 and accounting,
lads.
I know. Daniel Leary, you're never going to forget that.
I've never heard someone talk so fast.
Lads.
I didn't catch a word.
Even if you like put it on, you know, the slow motion on Snapchat, I'd say he's not even still.
Oh. You were like, I was like nearly laughing.
I couldn't keep up with him at all.
But sports and social next year. Yeah. Sports and social. I want to get more done this year, like next year. Because I feel like Sean did a great job, but we could do so much more.
Yes.
I think it'd really kind of play into the social side of it.
You see, everyone goes into these roles thinking, oh, we could do so much more, but it's just you have to actually do it.
Ben really
did more with Marketing Summit.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to go for it.
Yeah.
So. He did so good.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what's in the works.
Yeah. No, I'll be watching through the screen.
It's just like...
Watch the space, everyone.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of getting risk assessed, stuff like that.
They're so sticky.
Like, you know what the UCD Commerce Society do? They do like a boxing charity event every year.
Oh, savage.
Oh, we would not get that approved.
Oh, we wouldn't get it approved.
No, unless you like... Yeah,
they do like a black tie boxing event.
Oh my God,
in like Dublin
class.
Boxing Club every year.
Jesus. That's savage.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
So like even like on their Instagram, it's like have a grudge against someone or like someone running their mouth.
Just call them to this,
like promoting.
It's just hard to try and always come up with new ideas. You know what I mean? Because are we going like 90 something years now?
You don't, but like the thing is you don't need to come up with new ideas because you'll never get anything done. It's just about doing something different with the ideas that are
there. Yeah, very true actually.
You know, like kind of expanding and building on what's there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Comp, see, like, but then like stuff like Comp Cup has to happen.
Oh yeah, well.
Facts.
Although I will say that I went to BIS Cup at the start of the year and there was so much more of an atmosphere because it's all on the one day. So all of BIS are over in the bar's GA club for the full day.
But they're all drinking as well.
Yeah. But I mean, there's so much more of an atmosphere. When it's spread out over a longer amount of time,
you kind
of
lose it.
Yeah. I think maybe condensing it in like 1 week.
Mm. Food for thought now,
very hostile as well.
It is, yeah. I wouldn't sort of mess in the grief. Sure, I lasted 10 minutes reffing. I was like, lads, come on.
You were like in the corner on your phone. I'm like, Rory, just give me the whistle.
Yeah, I was like,
poor Timmy. Do you remember Timmy was reffing?
Timmy got an awful doing.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Timmy.
He wasn't doing a great job of keeping everyone under control.
Yeah, he's too nice.
Yeah.
He was too innocent there.
Yeah.
And it all just kicked off on him.
Eyes gas.
Guys, unfortunately, that's actually all we have time for. We went over by so much, but there's no one outside, so I kind of figured we could just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so final song. I don't know what I'm going to pick, but thank you so much for both coming on.
Last time on the Comrade Show.
Oh, no.
Last time.
Oh, my God. You'll have to put up a LinkedIn post now.
Actually, I haven't been on my LinkedIn game now in a while.
So. I'm a bit too much on my LinkedIn game.
I just find like I'm more like the other apps. I'm just like Instagram and Snapchat is enough. Like
I had an interview for placement next year with AIB, and my camera on my laptop wouldn't work for Zoom.
Oh no!
But it didn't. It didn't work before. Oh, no, it was Microsoft Teams, but it didn't work before for a group meeting I had as well. So I was like hoping it wouldn't happen again. And they were really sad about it. And your man like looked me up on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And he like, it was like three other people on the thing. He's like, this is who we're talking to here. Like my LinkedIn profile picture.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Gas. No, we'll have to get a LinkedIn post now from Rory going for the radio.
Last time.
But thank you so much for coming on.
So much, Aaron.
We will be back again next Tuesday for our last episode. We have the chair and vice chair of the Commerce Society coming in. Before they graduate, which is crazy to think that you're all leaving.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Whereas 4 years went.
I know. Flew by, I'd say. Even this year went way too fast.
This year,
so quick.
Oh, it's scary quick.
It's actually
I think it's so much better than last year, though.
Oh,
it's
my God.
So much more fun this year than last year.
This year was the best year of my
life. Really? That's brilliant.
I don't know. I feel like you're more settled. And again, there's something about being in second year that...
There's something about second year. Even like COVID.
You still don't have the responsibility.
Yeah.
But then like you also...
this year is a third of my final grade, but I didn't feel like I had any responsibility.
Yeah.
What were you saying about only living once and stuff like that?
I know, it's not that deep. It's not that deep.
Quote of the day, it's not that deep.
Exactly. So we're going to finish up now, but we'll be back again next week. And thank you everyone for listening to this episode of The Comrade Show. And we're going to finish up with Unwritten.